大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
我们请来看马太福音。
Let us look at, refer to Matthew, the book of Matthew.
马太福音的第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
第一节。
Verse 1.
耶稣看见许多人，就上了山。既然已经坐下，到门徒那里跟前来。第二节。
Verse 2.
他就开口教训他们说。第三节。
Verse 3.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 3. Now, when he saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying,Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
在圣经的四福音里面记载主耶稣所讲过的话。
In the four Gospels, records the words that Jesus has spoken.
那英文的圣经把主耶稣讲过的话，有的用红字印出来。
And in some of the Bibles, and Jesus' words are actually highlighted in red.
那有人数过主耶稣讲过的话大概有600多句。
And someone has counted that Jesus had said about 600 phrases in the New Testament.
那比中国古代的孔子所讲过写过的《论语》还少。
And it is actually fewer than the words that Confucius has written.
但是主耶稣讲过的话对世界的改变非常的大。
Yet Jesus' words has changed and transformed the world greater than that of other philosophers.
因为主耶稣讲的话就是神的话。
Because the words of Jesus are the words of God.
这是从神来的讯息。
And this is a message from God.
那马太五章一直到第七章称作登山宝训。
And from Matthew chapter 5 to chapter 7,are the Beatitudes.
就是主耶稣在山上的正道。
The sermons on the mountains, and that is the sermons that he had given when he was on the mountains.
那在第五章里面呢，主耶稣正道第一个他就谈到福气。
And the first thing that Jesus said when he started his sermon was about blessings.
为什么我们今天要信耶稣？
Why is it that we need to believe in Christ Jesus?
有很多人觉得信耶稣是一种捆绑信耶稣好像是一种教条。
Some people feel that believing in Jesus is like bondage, and it's tons of laws and statutes.
信耶稣很不自由。
And it is not free to believe in Christ Jesus.
信耶稣很麻烦。
And it is very troublesome.
信耶稣是一个重担。
And it's very burdensome.
这个都是站在外面在看。
And this is actually looking at it superficially.
但是如果我们进到信仰的里面，我们才知道信耶稣就是要得恩典。
But if we really look into this, then we know that we believe in Christ because we want to receive blessings.
所以这里他提到八种不同的福气。
So here talks about eight different kinds of blessings.
那第一个福气。
The first one.
在第三节。
Recorded in verse 3.
说虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
我们在世界上很少人说贫穷是一种福气。
And on this world, if we are poor, then this is not a sign that we actually are blessed.
我们在世界上大家都很怕贫穷。
In this world, everyone is very afraid of being poor.
但是在这里主耶稣说贫穷是得到福气的一个条件。
But Jesus says that being poor is actually a prerequisite in being blessed.
这个就是很大的奥秘。
So this is a great mystery.
大家都很怕贫穷，但是耶稣说贫穷的人有福了。
Everyone is scared of being poor, but if we're poor, but we're blessed.
那我们先来看到底这个福是什么。
So let us see what this blessing is.
这里说要得到天国。
Here says that we need to receive the heavenly kingdom.
我们仔细看第四章，马太福音第四章。
And if we look at Matthew chapter 4,
十七节
verse 17.
从那个时候起就传起道来说，天国近了，你们应当悔改。
From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near."
主耶稣出来传道理的第一句话讲什么？
What was the first thing that Jesus said when he began to preach?
第一句话常常是最重要的。
The first sentence he said is the most important.
主耶稣说天国近了。
He says that the heaven is near.
主耶稣把天国带到人间来。
Jesus has brought heaven to on earth.
我们现在住在美国。
We live in the United States.
生活非常的丰富。
And we live in abundance.
哦，所以大家都很喜欢住在美国。
So everyone likes to live in the U.S.
那全世界有100多个国家。
There are over 100 countries in the United States.
但是2000年前啊，耶稣说天国近了。
And 2000 ago, Jesus said the heaven is near.
这个天国。
Kingdom of heaven is near.
这个天代表什么？
What is heaven?
啊，天就是上面。
Heaven refers to the top.
啊，天就是代表神。
Heaven means God.
啊，天代表你从来没有去过的地方。
Heaven is a place where we've never been to.
所以这个天国啊，就是不是地面上的国，天国是另外一种国。
So the kingdom of heaven is not a kingdom on this earth, it's a different kind of kingdom.
哦，圣经叫做神的国。
And the Bible refers to this as God's kingdom.
这个叫做属灵的国。
And that is a spiritual kingdom.
是看不见摸不到的。
And that is not tangible, nor can we see.
但是主耶稣来世界上要把这个天国从天上带到人间来。
But Jesus came down to earth to bring this kingdom of heaven to this earth.
那这是一种福气。
So this is a type of blessing.
就是如果我们能够得到天国，这是一种福气。
So if we can receive this blessing, this kingdom of heaven, then it is a blessing.
诸位，我们虽然在美国活得很好。
Even though we live in the United States and we are living in abundance.
但是我们常常发现在美国有很多的问题。
Yet there are many troubles in the US.
哦，在美国有很多的困难。
And there are a lot of many difficulties.
哦，在美国也有很多的危机。
And a lot of different, troubles.
危机 crisis.
Crisis.
在美国也有很多的压力。
A lot of pressures.
哦，所以你看，虽然物质生活水准很高。
Although the standard of living is very high,
但是啊，人的心灵啊缺乏平安跟喜乐。
But there's a sense of there's a lack of peace inside people's heart.
所以这个天国来啊，就是要改造我们的生活。
So the kingdom of heaven comes to this earth to change or transform our lives.
使我们能够进到另外一种的生活。
So that we can enter into a different kind of life.
首先我们来看路加福音第四章。
Let us turn to Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第四章。
Luke chapter 4.
十八节。
Verse 18.
路加福音第四章的十八节。
Luke chapter 4, verse 18.
主的灵在我的身上，因为他用膏膏我，叫我传福音给贫穷的人，差遣我报告被掳的得释放，瞎眼的得看见，叫那受压制的得自由。十九节。
Verse 19.
报告神悦纳人的禧年。
Verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
这里主耶稣在传道里，他说他打开以赛亚书来念。
Here Jesus actually opened the book of Isaiah and he started reading.
因为在旧约的以赛亚书里面有很多预言，主耶稣在世界上有所做的事情。
Because in the book of Isaiah, there are a lot of prophecies of what Jesus will do in the New Testament.
那十八节说，哦，主的灵在我身上。
And it says in verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is on me.
这个就是圣灵。
That means the Holy Spirit.
然后这个圣灵啊，使主耶稣有能力来传福音。
And this Spirit allows or gives Jesus the strength and power to proclaim the gospel.
那这里说，叫我传福音给贫穷的人。
To preach the good news to the poor.
啊，这个贫穷啊，主要是指的心灵的贫穷。
To the poor refers to the poor in spirit.
当然，啊，肉体的贫穷常常会带给人心灵的贫穷。
Of course, being poor physically might also bring poor in spirit.
啊，最近呢，有一个新闻在报道。
Recently there is the news.
啊，说美国最近二十年基督徒减少10%。
that the number of Christians has decreased by 10%.
最近二十年。
The last two decades.
我们看最近二十年，美国的生活水准增加很高。
We know for the last two decades, the standard of living in the U.S. has increased.
但是基督徒的数目减少10%。
But then the increase, or there's a decrease in the number of Christians.
因为当一个人富足以后。
Because after one has become abundant,
人头脑想的就不是神了。
People started thinking about other things and not God.
我们常常听人讲说，等我生活安定一点，我再来信耶稣。
We may hear people say that after I am stable, then I will come and believe in Christ.
你常常发现了，等一个人生活安定以后，教会不见了。
And if you will find out that after one's life is stabilized, then the person will disappear from church.
二次世界大战美国有一个麦克阿瑟将军他曾经到日本统治日本在那里做联军的统帅。
In Second World War, there's a general who actually is the general in Japan.
麦克阿瑟 ，McCarthy。
McCarthy。
他是一个很虔诚的基督徒。
He's a devout Christian.
他说他的右口袋的圣经永远都带着右口袋永远都带一本小本的圣经。
In his right pocket, he constantly carries a small Bible.
他有空他就拿圣经来念。
Whenever he has leisure time, he would take out this Bible and read it.
在打仗最危险的时候，一空就念圣经。
And when there's the most dangerous in battle, he would read the Bible.
当日本投降以后
，When Japan surrendered,
他曾经写一个信给美国的宣道机构说，赶快派宣教士来，现在是最好传福音的时候。
When Japan surrendered, he wrote a letter to the headquarter of the evangelical gospel team in the U.S. to send people over to preach to these Japanese.
因为当日本打败的时候，整个大城市被美国轰炸的变成平地。
And at that time, when Japan was defeated, they were actually decimated. The land is destroyed.
那人的生活也很困难。
And people's lives were very hard.
那个时候，他看到这个是传福音的好时候。
And at that time, he saw this was the right time to preach the gospel.
但是现在日本就相当发达。
But now, Japan is very advanced.
现在的日本基督教兴盛非常慢。
And it is very slow. The increase of Christians is very slow.
第一个要应付高的消费，大家都很忙。
And because they have to adjust to the high standard of living, they are very busy.
第二个
，Second，
因为大家生活很舒服
，Because everyone's lives are very comfortable，
他觉得不需要神，我也活得很好。
They feel they do not need God and they could be just as comfortable。
所以这个两个原因加在一起你发现在日本现在传福音非常难。
So for the above two reasons added together, it is hard to preach in Japan。
1995年
，1995，
我到中国大陆去访问。
I went to China to visit。
我听他们讲过去。二十年里面，基督徒增加了好几倍。
That Christians has increased over 100%.
但是到现在，在中国大陆的大的都市里面我看到很多的教会都在报告，聚会只剩老人跟小孩子。
But they have reports saying that in the cities, those people who attend the churches in the city actually are just old people and children.
第一个就是忙。
First, they're very busy.
第二个
Second,
生活享受高了，他觉得不需要神。
They're too comfortable that they feel they don't need God.
所以一般人觉得富有是一种福气。
Many people think that having abundance is a blessing.
但是主耶稣给我们一个另外一个想法。
But Jesus gave us a different type of thinking.
说贫穷的有福了。
He says that poor, blessed are the poor in spirit.
那主耶稣讲这个贫穷，特别 in spirit， 就是心灵上的贫穷。
Jesus said in spirit means that is poor inside of the heart.
如果我们生活过得很富有，但是心理上你觉得很不够，很贫穷，很渴慕神，这是很大的恩典。
Of course, you could still be wealthy in abundance, but if your heart feels like you yearn for God, then this is a type of a poor in spirit.
但是这不简单。
But this is quite hard.
所以现在传福音最快的就是在物质上比较缺乏的地方。
So,the gospel is preached to those places and spread the fastest in the places where it's a lack in material things.
因为物质上比较缺乏，一般心灵上都比较贫穷。
Because when one is lacking in material things, then one lacks in spirit.
那这个地方讲说啊，主耶稣传给贫穷的人，然后有四件事情。
Here Jesus said that Jesus preached to the poor people. There are four things.
第一个，让被掳的得释放。
And that those who are bounded are released.
我们常常觉得说，我在美国很自由啊。
We often think that we are actually free in the United States.
这个被掳的得释放跟我没有关系。
So those prisoners, they have their freedom has nothing to do with us.
被掳是什么？
What does it mean to be a prisoner?
就是有一个力量把你控制。
And that is there's a power trapping you.
是你失去的自由。
Controlling you so that you don't have freedom.
所以虽然外体上我们很自由。
Although we seem as if we are free.
但是我们的心灵上常常被某一种力量所控制。
But in our hearts, we are often directed or controlled by some sort of power.
那主耶稣说，我要让你得自由。
But Jesus says that he will set us free.
我们现在看路加十九章。
Let us look at Luke chapter 19.
路加福音十九章。
Luke chapter 19.
路加十九章。
Luke chapter 19.
从第一节一直到第十节。
From verse 1 to verse 10.
这里记载有一个人叫做撒该。
Here records a person by the name of Zacchaeus.
在第二节。
Verse 2.
那他说他是一个税吏长，而且是一个财主。
He was a chief tax collector and was very wealthy.
所以可见这个撒该他有地位。
Of course, Zacchaeus has status.
但是他有钱财。
And he also was wealthy.
他很有钱。
And he was very rich.
但是撒该的生活发生什么困难？
But what happened in his life that caused him trouble?
他没有朋友。
He has no friends.
所以他家没有人要去。
And no one wants to go to his home.
因为他为着得到钱啊，他用不正当的方法多收很多的钱。
Because in order to gain more wealth, he used illegal method to obtain more wealth.
所以大家把他看作罪人。
So people think of him as a sinner.
因此主耶稣要到他家去大家都在议论。
So when Jesus wanted to go to his home, everyone started to criticize.
所以我们可以看到撒该是一个很孤单的人。
We know that Zacchaeus was a very lonely person.
他也知道他自己所犯的罪。
And he also knew the sin that he had committed.
那在这个时候我们看到主耶稣经过耶利哥。
And here we know that Jesus entered Jericho.
那撒该想要看耶稣。
And Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus.
第三节。
Verse 3.
他身量矮小看不见。
He was short man so he could not see.
就跑到前头爬到树上。
So he ran ahead and climbed on a sycamore fig tree to see him.
撒该是一个财主有地位的。
Zacchaeus was a wealthy man with status.
今天有地位的人，你要叫他爬到树上是很难的。
If you ask a man nowadays to climb a tree, it's very hard.
但是他很想要见耶稣。
But he really wanted to see Jesus.
所以他已经顾不得他的身份。
So he cared not about his status.
他已经顾不得他的自尊。
And he does not care about his honor.
他已经顾不得人怎么看他。
And he doesn't care what other people think of him.
最重要，他要看耶稣。
The most important thing is he wanted to see Jesus.
所以他爬到树上。
So he climbed to the tree.
他克服了困难。
And he overcame difficulty.
这个叫做虚心。
And this is being meek.
他想要看耶稣。
He wanted to see Jesus.
但是他到树上了，主耶稣就抬头，刚好见到他。
And when he climbed to the top of the tree, Jesus lifted his head and saw him.
说我今天要住在你家里。
It says that I will come to your house and stay at your house today.
哇，很难得啊！这么出名的耶稣要住在他家，所以第六节他赶快下来，欢欢喜喜接待耶稣。
What an honor! And he was so joyous that Jesus wanted to come to his house. So he was very happy and he was ready to welcome Jesus.
那撒该，主耶稣在撒该的家住了几晚，发生了什么事情？
So Jesus was with Zacchaeus a couple of days. So what happened?
第八节。
Verse 8.
撒该站着对主说，我把一半给穷人，我若骗谁就还他四倍。
And Zacchaeus says that he will give, I will give half of my possession to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody of anything, I will pay back four times the amount.
如果撒该现在来讲，如果撒该有一千万。
Today if Zacchaeus has 1 million.
一千万。
10 million.
一半给穷人，五百万没有了。
And he gave half of it to people, so he doesn't have half of it.
五百万就没有了。
And 5 million is gone.
然后 我或换骗谁就还他四倍。
And he says that I will give four times if I have cheated anyone.
那撒该这样来讲啊，他的钱大概已经剩下不多了。
And so Zacchaeus will not have too much left for himself.
但是第九节。
But verse 9.
耶稣说今天救恩到这个家。
But Jesus said in verse 9, today salvation has come to this house.
主耶稣到家他家让撒该得到自由。
Jesus came to Zacchaeus' house and he gave him freedom.
就是他被钱所捆绑现在自由了。
And Zacchaeus was bounded by wealth, by money, but he is now free.
他只想做对的事情。
He wanted to do what was right.
钱不一定啊，一定要这么多。
And he does not need to have so much wealth.
我们今天啊，看到啊，很多人为着钱财啊，真的忧愁很多。
Today we see many people are troubled by gaining more wealth.
那钱财也给很多的家庭啊很大的痛苦。
And trying to gain wealth also caused many trouble for many families.
因为圣经说贪财是万恶之根。
Because greed is all source of evil.
所以我们看今天报纸在报道一个很大公司的财务负责自杀。
So we saw in the news that there's a chief executive in a big company has committed suicide.
贪会上瘾。
Greed will cause you to want to be addicted.
那一旦上瘾，路就会走偏。
And when you're addicted to greed, then you will deviate from the right path.
有的家庭生活会偏，方向会偏。
And some of the family lives will actually go to the wrong path.
为着赚钱啊，没有家庭的生活，有的子女也看不顾不到，就是为着钱。
Some people want to earn more money. They don't care about their family. They keep wanting to gain more wealth.
所以有的钱赚到了，夫妻破裂；有的钱赚到了，孩子变坏。
And some people they have gained wealth, but they end up in divorce or their kids turn bad.
有的钱赚到了，犯了很多的罪，哎呦，染上很多的坏习惯。
And some people they gain wealth and they actually have a lot of bad habits.
所以这个钱在抓一个人啊，这个不是人能够解决的。
And when money actually holds a rein on people, and people have no control of themselves.
主耶稣说：“我要让被掳的得释放。”
Jesus says, "I will free those who are bounded."
所以撒该得到释放。
So Zacchaeus was released.
他从今以后，他可以做一个很自由的人。
From then on, he will become a free person.
他可以过一个新的生活。
He will have a new life.
所以一个信耶稣的人哦，神给我们赚钱，我们就赚钱，我们有多少就过多少。你心里很满足，你不会被他捆绑。
Today, when we have whatever we have, then we are happy with what we have. So we are not bounded by wanting more of our wealth.
这是一种自由。
This is a type of freedom.
在神住在我们里面，才有这种自由。
Only when Jesus Christ lives inside us, then we have this type of freedom.
好，我们看路加福音第七章。
Let us look at Luke chapter 7.
路加福音第七章。
Luke chapter 7.
37节。
Verse 37.
说那里有一个女人，是一个罪人，知道耶稣在法利赛人的家坐席，就拿着剩的香膏的玉瓶。28节。站在耶稣的背后挨着他的脚哭眼泪似的耶稣的脚。这里说耶稣在法利赛人家坐席的时候来了一个女人。
Here says that Jesus was invited by a Pharisee and inside was a woman.
他特别讲他是一个罪人。
And especially said in the Bible that she was a sinful woman.
那到底什么罪圣经没有写。
And Jesus, the Bible did not record what type of sin this woman committed.
但是很显然的这个女人被罪所困所苦恼。
But obviously, this woman was bounded by her sin, and she was troubled.
一旦一个人犯罪有时候是得罪人，有时候是得罪神。
Once a person sins, a person or when a person sins against God,
他也得罪人了。
When a person sinned against committed wrong against a person, then the person committed wrong against God also.
而且这个罪会让人的良心不安。
And the sin will cause people's conscience to be uneasy.
而且罪有一个后果。
And there's consequence to committing sin.
所以这个罪在捆绑一个人，这个也是很可怕的。
So it is very scary when sin actually controls one's life.
那这个女人来到耶稣的背后。
So this woman came behind Jesus.
然后拿着香膏倒在耶稣的身上。
And she brought an alabaster jar of perfume and she poured it on Jesus' feet.
眼泪湿的耶稣的脚。
And she wept and wet his feet with her tears.
我们可以说这个女人相当的谦卑。
We could say that this woman is very meek.
她也不要面子的。
And she doesn't care about how other people view her.
她需要主耶稣解决她的罪。
She wants Jesus to solve her sin or to forgive her of her sins.
我们看48节。
Let's look at 48.
于是对那女人说，你的罪赦免了。
Jesus said to her, your sins are forgiven.
50节。
50.
耶稣对那女人说，你信救了你，你平平安安回去吧。
Jesus said to the woman, your faith has saved you, go in peace.
为什么今天我们得不到平安？
Why is it that we cannot gain peace today?
常常是因为我们的罪没有赦免。
And that is our sins have not been forgiven.
我们的罪让我们的良心里面的良心不安。
And our sins cause our conscience to be uneasy.
我们的罪是神离开我们。
Our sin shows that God has departed from us.
所以我们没有平安。
We have departed from God, so that we do not have peace.
那这个女人来找主耶稣。
So this woman came to Jesus.
她的罪得到赦免。
And her sins were forgiven.
她得到平安。
And she received peace.
这是一种很大的福气。
This is a very great type of peace.
从罪得到释放，得到平安。
And from being sinful, she was released from her sin, and now she has peace.
这个在主耶稣的所传的天国的里面才有的。
And this only happened in the kingdom of heaven that Jesus refers to.
好，我们现在看路加十八章。
Let us look at Luke chapter 18.
路加福音的十八章。
Luke chapter 18.
三十五节。
Verse 35.
十八章的三十五节。
Luke chapter 18, verse 35.
耶稣将近耶利哥，有一个瞎眼的坐在路旁讨饭。三十六节。
36.
听见许多人经过，就问什么事情。三十七节。
37.
他们告诉他是拿撒勒人耶稣经过。三十八节。
38.
就呼叫说，大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。三十九节。
39.
在前头的人就责备他，不许他作声，他越发喊着说，大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。这里记载主耶稣要到耶利哥去。
Here says that Jesus was approaching Jericho.
在路旁有一个瞎眼。
And on the roadside there is a blind person.
说他坐在路旁讨饭。
Says that this blind person was sitting by the roadside begging.
我们看这个人很可怜。
This person is very pitiful.
第一个，他的生活没有着落。
Because this person has no goal in life and can't earn a living.
所以别人给他，他就有东西；没有给他，他就没有东西吃。
And if people give this person things to eat or food to eat, then he will have food to eat. Or if not, then he doesn't have any food.
既然他是讨饭的，所以常常是被人看作这是看不起他。
And second, because he is a beggar, so people look down on him.
但是这个瞎眼的看到耶稣从那里经过。
But this blind person knew that Jesus was passing by.
他就问说，到底发生什么事情？
So he asked what was going on.
他们说是拿撒勒人耶稣经过。
And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth is passing by.
结果三十八节。
Verse 38.
他就呼喊大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。
He called out Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
别人说拿撒勒人耶稣。
Other people says that Jesus of Nazareth.
因为拿撒勒是一个很小的城。
Because Nazareth was a very small city or town.
但是这个瞎眼他竟然知道他是大卫的子孙。
But this blind person even knew that Jesus was a son of David.
这个大卫的子孙就是代表他是圣经里面所记载那位弥赛亚。
And Jesus, this represents that he knew that Jesus is the Messiah that's recorded in the Bible.
所以他身上有一个很大的痛苦。
And he has a great pain on him.
就是看不见。
And that he was blind.
你看所有的不幸里面绝对哑巴、聋子、瞎眼了，瞎眼最可怜。
And if you see all the people who are handicapped, the blind, the mute, and people who can't hear, dumb, and all these people, the most pitiful is the blind people.
那当他呼叫大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。
And when he said, Son of David, have mercy on me.
这是虚心。
That means he was humble.
Poor in spirit.
Poor in spirit.
他的心很贫穷，他需要神。
And that he yearned for God. He yearned for God and he needed God.
那在三十九节。
Verse 39.
就有人责备他。
And people rebuked him.
不许他作声。
And he wanted to be quiet and...
大家对他，对他来讲是看不起他。
Because they looked down on him.
但是他越发喊叫，大卫子孙可怜我吧。
But he shouted all the more, Son of David, have mercy on me.
他需要神的恩典。
He needs Jesus' grace.
他的心渴慕神的恩典。
And he yearned for the blessing of God.
所以他把握这个机会，大声的呼喊。
And he took hold of this opportunity, so he shouted out loud.
所以主耶稣就站住。
So Jesus stopped.
就四十一节，你要我为你做什么？
And Jesus asked, what would you like me to do for you?
他说，我要能看见。
And he said, Lord, I want to see.
所以只要耶稣愿意，没有一件事情做不成。
If Jesus is willing, there's nothing impossible.
那耶稣愿意为这个瞎眼让他看见。
And Jesus is willing for this blind person to receive his sight.
四十三节。
43。
瞎眼立刻看见了。
Immediately, this blind person received his sight.
所以主耶稣带来这个天国。
And Jesus brought this heavenly kingdom.
神的国。
It is the kingdom of God.
是充满着恩典，大有能力。
It is full of God's mercy and grace, and is full of God's power.
这个瞎眼的，他虚心，他就得到福气。
And this blind person was meek, and he received blessings.
他就看见了。
And he was able to see.
那今天虽然我们没有瞎眼
，although today we're not blind，
但是我们需要耶稣。
But we need Jesus.
为什么
？Why？
因为你仔细看我们一生你跟看多远
？Because how far can you see in your life？
有的很多人会计划。
Perhaps you can plan your life.
我现在上班要存401k 退休以后可以用。
Perhaps when I'm working now, so I want to save money through 401k, and I will use it for future use.
所以人的这个眼光最远最远大概是看到退休了。
And people envision themselves all the way to when they retire.
那退休我们分作三期。
And when you retire, there are three.The stages of retirement.
第一期身体健康环游世界这个很好大概就是看到这里。
First stage is that you're very healthy, so you would, go around you would travel around the world, and this is great.
那第二期你身体开始衰退了你跑不动了就在家里。
And second is that your body starts to decline, so you stay at home.
那到第三期。
In the third stage of your retirement.
老化接下去就生病。
That you are degrading and you're loaded with illness.
我们有看到这么远吗
？Can we see this far?
可能有人有。
Perhaps some people can see this far.
那再看远一点。
And let's think about further beyond retirement.
那病了以后怎么样
？So what happens after you become sick?
病就死啊。
You die?
那死了怎么办
？Then what happens after you die?
死就完了。
Is that it? You just die?
那个就是瞎眼了。
And That means that the person is blinded.
因为我们以为死了就完了，那个就是瞎眼了。
If we think that after we die, then this is the end of human life, and this is a person of blindness.
圣经告诉我们，人人都有一死，死后还有审判这个最可怕的，你没有看到。
The Bible tells that everyone will go through judgment, and the judgment is the most scary thing.In the end.
所以圣经在讲死人复活如果没有死人复活保罗说我今天就吃吃喝喝快乐吧我为什么要去传福音
So in the Bible says the Apostle Paul says that if today people have not resurrected then what is the point that I live in this earth and I could just have pleasure in my life
为什么我去传福音
Why would I go and preach the gospel
有时候被人抓用石头打得半死
I'm beaten and I am stoned
这周围的一群人好像野兽一样很凶猛
And people are like beasts, they'd attack me.
你传福音给他不要钱，他以为你偷了啥东西，把你抓来打。
You preach to them, and they think that you stole something from you, and they in return actually treat you badly and hit you.
所以就是因为有死人复活，所以保罗被丢，最后真的是传福音被打死，他也愿意，因为他看到天国了。
Because there is truth, and people do resurrect. That's why he believed. He preached the gospel.
最后他被打死他上天国了
And in the very end he was martyred and he actually went to the heavenly kingdom
他的眼睛看到天国
His eyes saw the heavenly kingdom in heaven
所以我们要主耶稣开我们的眼睛你才可以看到天国
We need Jesus to open our eyes so we can see heavenly kingdom
人绝对不是死就完了
It is not that we died and that's the end
死后还有审判
After we die, there's judgment.
有一次，一个保罗被抓去审判了。
One time, Paul was captured and he to be judged.
他跟那个王讲啊，审判的事情。
And he told the king about judgment.
那个王听了发抖啊，就赶快走。
And the king shivered, and he actually was very scared, so he released Paul.
所以这个一定会发生。
So this will happen.
人最可怕的不是老化死亡。
The most scary thing about human life is not being old and die.
人最可怕的是要面对那个公义的神，要见到他的威严，来接受他的审判。
The most scary thing is that human have to face God in the very end and have to receive judgment.
当我们谦卑。
When we are meek,
你来接受耶稣
and come and receive Jesus,
神开你的眼睛
and Jesus opened your eyes,
你看到了天国
you see heavenly kingdom,
你看到了另外一个来世
you see that there's a life after death,
那你的人生就有一个新的目标
then you have a new goal in life,
你整个心态完全改变
and you will change your attitude and your way of life,
死并不可怕
Death is not very scary anymore.
因为死是要到另外一个更好的世界去。
Because death leads you to a different world, a better place even.
那是真正的天国。
And that is a true kingdom of God.
圣经说是神所住的地方。
And the Bible says that it's a place where God dwells.
那是众人所不能够靠近的光里面。
And that is a place where it's full of light, which normal people cannot reach.
那是完全的生命。
And that is a perfect life.
不会衰老，不会生病，不会死亡。
And no one will become sick, and no one will become old at that place.
那是永远的荣耀。
And that is a eternal glory.
你看到了吗
？Have you seen it?
如果你没有看到
，If you did not see it,
你需要耶稣。
You need Jesus.
因为耶稣来要让瞎眼得看见。
Because Jesus comes so that the blind can receive sight.
所以信耶稣啊，不只是为着今生的一些好处。
So when we believe in Christ Jesus, it's not for the benefit of this life.
更重要是要带我们到个永恒的来世。
What's more important is to bring us to this life after death.
带给我们人生一个真正的盼望。
To bring us this true hope.
有的人说等我老了再信。
People say that I will believe when I become old.
第一个，你能活到老吗？你有把握吗
？First, can you guarantee that you will grow old?
这是第一个。
First.
不知道。
You don't know.
第二个。
Second.
即使你老了。
Even if you're old,
你会真的信吗
？Will you believe in Jesus?
所以这个天国跟我们现在其实只差一秒钟。
Actually, the heavenly kingdom and us, the gap between us is just one second.
如果我们开车出去，你不撞人，别人把你撞到。
If you go outside, even if you don't hit others, others might hit you.
天国就开始了。
And then heavenly kingdom starts for you.
有一天晚上，我女儿打电话给我。
One night, my daughter called me.
她声音还在发抖啊。
And her voice quivered.
她说我发生大车祸了。
And she said, I was in a heavy or bad car accident.
她有两个人帮她把那个车门把它弄开来，然后把她带出来。
And that someone had actually had to open the door for her and drag her out.
她被20吨的卡车撞到。
And she was actually hit by a 20-ton truck.
感谢主啊，保守她，连一个擦伤都没有。
Thank God, God had protected her, and she didn't even have any scratches on her skin.
这是神的恩典。
And this is a blessing of God.
但是如果我们没有信主，很有可能也在那个时候我们就离开世界了。
And if we don't believe in Christ, perhaps at the same time we would leave this earth.
那个时候就是天国的开始。
And when you leave this earth, is the beginning of heavenly kingdom.
她只有20出头岁啊。
And she's only in her early 20s.
所以任何一个时刻，这个天国都可能开始。
So at any moment in your life, heavenly kingdom will start for you.
主耶稣要让瞎眼的都看见，让我们看到那更美好的国度。
And Jesus will give sight to those blind, and he will let us see the wonderful better kingdom.
最后一个。
Last.
我们回来看路加福音。
Let us turn back to Luke.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
路加福音第四章。
Luke chapter 4.
18节。
Verse 18.
叫受压制的得自由。
Says that to proclaim freedom for the prisoners.
这里说受压制的得自由。
To release the oppressed.
压制是什么的压制
？What is the oppressed？
魔鬼的压制。
And that is the oppressed of Satan.
我们看第八章。
Let us look at Luke chapter 8.
Luke chapter 8.
Luke chapter 8.
第二节。
Verse 2.
还有被恶鬼所附被疾病所累已经治好的几个妇女，那中有称为抹大拉的玛利亚，曾有七个鬼从她身上赶出来。这里说有一个女人叫抹大拉的玛利亚。
Here says that there's a woman by the name of Mary Magdalene.
她身上有七个鬼。
In her was seven demons.
我们知道啊，这个鬼很有力量。
We know that demons is full of power and strength.
鬼比人有力量。
Demons are more powerful than humans.
一个鬼附上，你生活都不正常。七个鬼，这个完全不正常。
If one demon possesses one person, then the person cannot lead a normal life. And look at here, there's seven demons.
那她就是被七个鬼压制。
And she was oppressed by seven demons.
那怎么办呢？
So what happened?
刚好遇到主耶稣。
She had met Jesus.
主耶稣把鬼赶出去。
And Jesus cast out the demons.
她就得自由了。
And she was released of her oppression.
很感谢神。
So she was full of thanksgiving.
从那一天就跟着主耶稣传福音。
From then on, she preached with Christ Jesus.
所以这么好的讯息要传给别人。
And she believes it was such a wonderful gospel that she has to preach to others.
甚至用自己的财物供给耶稣跟门徒。
And she even tried to provide and support Jesus and the disciples.
我们今天好像没有人看过鬼。
Perhaps no one has seen demons before.
但是鬼的工作非常的明显。
But the work of demon is very obvious.
所以有时候我们在世界上无路可走。
Sometimes in this world we feel we are in despair, have nowhere to go.
我们来求告神。
We come to Christ Jesus.
神就让我们得自由。
And God will release us.
我们有一个长老。
There is an elder in our church.
他是当然他有一段时间呢有 depression.
And there's a period of time he had depression.
他说常常看到鬼啊，鬼一直叫他自杀。
And he often saw demon, and the demon told him to commit suicide.
所以这个 depression 又好像精神病，又好像是鬼。
And this depression, it's as if he is mentally ill, and but he was also seeing demons too.
那在他来讲啊，在很多人来讲，这个是精神的问题。
And to many people, this is probably an illness of a mental illness.
好几次啊，就带他到楼上去，叫他跳下去。
And many times this demon brought this elder up to second floor and asked the elder to jump down from the top floor.
我跟他讲话。
And the demon talked to him.
我教会大家帮他祷告。
So later, church prayed for him.
他感觉到鬼出去就好起来了。
And he felt the demon was out of him, and he felt peaceful.
所以我们所敬拜的主耶稣真的是大有能力的神。
So we know that the Jesus that we preach is full of power.
他来世界要传福音给贫穷的人。
He came to this earth to preach the poor in spirit.
如果我们心灵贫穷，
if we are poor in spirit,
我们就会得到恩典。
Then we will receive blessings.
我们看罗马书。
Let us turn to Romans.
罗马书的十四章。
Romans chapter 14.
罗马书的十四章。
Romans chapter 14.
十七节。
Verse 17.
神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、平安，并圣灵中的喜乐。
For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣说。
Jesus said.
贫穷的人有福了。
That those poor in spirit are blessed.
因为天国是他们的。
Because the heavenly, because theirs is the kingdom of heavenly kingdom.
这里说。
Theirs is a heavenly kingdom.
天国，神的国，不在乎吃喝，只在公义、平安、喜乐。
Here it says, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness, peace, and joy.
所以这神的国在我们内心要改造一个新的世界。
So the kingdom of heaven is inside us to allow us to transform so we have a different inner peace.
有平安。
When we have peace.
不会忧虑，不会害怕。
We will not worry and we will not be afraid.
有喜乐。
When we have joy.
你内心很满足。
And we are full of contentment.
有公义。
We're righteous.
对的做得出来。
And we will do what is right.
不对的我们有力量不去做。
And what is not right, we will not do.
世界上有什么比这个更宝贵呢？
And what is more precious than all of these?
平安、喜乐、公义。
Righteousness, peace, and joy.
主耶稣要给我们。
Jesus wants to give to us.
但是条件就是要虚心。
But the criteria is that we have to be meek.
虚心。
To be humble.
poor in spirit.
Poor in spirit.
来唱诗。
Let us sing him. Be seated.
我们现在要一起来祷告。
Now we're going to pray together.
啊，圣经应许神的灵要降在我们身上。
The Bible promised that God's Spirit will come upon us.
而且神的灵要充满在我们里面。
And God's Spirit will be filled abundantly inside us.
神的灵充满着能力。
And God's Spirit is full of power.
神的灵充满神的爱。
And God's Spirit is full of God's love.
神的灵充满着神的本性。
And God's Spirit is full of His good nature.
哦，所以当我们被神的灵充满。
So when we're filled with God's Spirit.
我们的本性会改变。
We will change our self. We will change ourselves.
软弱的人会变成很有能力。
And those who are weak will be strong.
空虚的心灵会得到饱足。
And those people who feel empty, they will be fulfilled.
所以体验到神的灵浇灌充满，这是一个很大的恩典。
So to experience God's pouring of His Holy Spirit is a blessing.
但是我们要条件。
But there is a criteria.
就是虚心。
That is, we need to be poor in spirit.
Poor, 你的心要。空空的贫穷没有什么都没有
We need to be poor That is We need to pour out our heart So heart, our heart is empty、
哦、所以我们现在要祷告你要把那心都倒空
So you have to pour out your heart、
哦、然后向神祷告
And pray to God
那神的灵才会充满
So God's Spirit will fill full in your heart
我们这个心如果太多世俗的东西
And we have too many of the worries of this world
神世俗、啊、
worldly things.
啊，那神就进不来，已经充满了。
Then God cannot come inside us.
哎，倒空。
We have to pour empty.
再来，干净洁净。
And we have to clean our hearts.
啊，圣灵才会浇灌充满。
So Holy Spirit will come upon us.
所以我们现在要来祷告。
And now we will pray.
啊，神是圣洁的。
And God is holy.
所以他说你要圣洁。
So you have to be holy.
因此我们在神面前要常常反省，求神赦免我们。
So we have to reflect upon our sins and ask God for forgiveness.
那用渴慕的心来祈求，神的灵就会浇灌充满。
And let us ask God with this yearning heart and ask God's Spirit to be filled inside us.
那我们祷告第一句话，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
The first phrase we say is, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
出声念。
And we have to say this out loud.
那接下去重复念，哈利路亚，赞美耶稣。
And continuously to read, Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
那我们很渴慕的向他祈求，他就会充满我们。
And we ask him with earnest heart, and he will give it to us.
所以我们现在一起来祷告。